matter that the elephant lost its case. There was a court case in New York that elephant, somebody came to Taina that you're violating the elephant's habeas corpus, the human rights of the elephant, by keeping it locked up.
Happy.
Elephant's happy. He was entitled. And Baruch Hashem, B'sata D'Shmaya, the court ruled that elephants don't have human rights. But two judges dissented. They said elephants are entitled to human rights. What a world we live in. Baruch Hashem, here it is, the court ruled that an elephant doesn't have human rights. What a chutzpah. And the only reason this wasn't monkeys, because it would be monkeys, we'd be charged with racism for the monkey asking for human rights. So now it has to be elephants. But I'm glad, I'm happy the elephant is not free. Such a bazillion. Such a normal world we live in.
I was listening to the radio there. What's the argument that they should? Because elephants, they have like these emotions more than
the rest. Oh, they have emotions, yeah, they have emotions. They move, they have emotions. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so.
It's radio.
So, the Gemara says, we brought yesterday, that Rabbah holds. Again, it's a machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanon, whether you meshakra or chatzi avdai, you meshakra half your slurs. So Rabbah explained that everybody agrees. Now again, let me give an introduction, because yesterday we got thrown off because somebody brought in another shita and another gemara and threw everybody off. So let me just settle it down once and for all, whoever it may have been. There's a machlokes tanoim what a shivcha harufa is. There's one Tana that learns a Shivcha Charufa is an unfreed Shivcha, pure 100% Shivcha. What makes her a Shivcha Charufa is she was designated to an Eved Ivri. So if she's Mizana with another man, even though there is no valid Kedushin, but since she was designated to an Eved Ivri, the Torah made it a Lav. And therefore, the Eved Ivri has to bring an Usham. I'm sorry, the man who was Mizana with her has to bring an Usham, and she has to get Malkus. One of the only places in the Torah that the man and woman involved in the same act get different punishments. He gets an Asham, Asham Gzeilus, Asham Ilus, Asham Shivcha Charufa, even if he did it b'mezid. And she gets Malkus if she did it b'mezid. If she did it b'shagig, she's scot-free. He brings an Asham, whether b'shagig or b'mezid. Charufa, according to that man, the other means designated. I have no idea. It's a Gemara and Kedushin that a guy can be Mekadesh a woman by saying, Hari at Char Pussy.
What's Charpa
mean? It's not Charpa. Again, I don't know. And please do me a favor. Don't rely on your knowledge of Lashon Kodesh to ask a question.
Okay.
you're sitting here like you sound like, no offense, Rabbi Kleinman, but you sound like the language is like, you're clawing the language. I have no idea. The Gemara says it means designated. I have no idea. That's what it means. So that man the Amar learns that the Torah is not talking about a half a free shivcha and a half a free heaven. It's talking about a complete shivcha. And it's a lot anyway, even though there's no traces of a kedushin. But since she's designated to be an Eved Ivri, to an Eved Ivri, the Torah gave it a lav. If she's Mizana, she and he violated a lav. And if you violate a lav, he gets Asham, special halacha, she gets Malkus if it's Mimezit. He gets Asham whether it's Mimezit or B'shagig. We're not learning Hilcha Shivcha Charufa now. That's one Mandiyama. That's not the Mandiyama we're dealing with now. The Mandiyama we're dealing with now looks at the word Havdei Loi Nivdasa. What does that mean, Havdei Loi Nivdasa? Say, Loi Nivdasa. What is Havdei Loi Nivdasa? A double language. Therefore, this man the Amar learns it means she's partially redeemed. That means she is married to an Eved Ivri, because that's the only person who can marry her, because he can live both with a Shivcha and with a Bas Chayrim. She's married to an Eved Ivri, but there is a trace of Kedusha here. He is married to his half, to the half Bas Chayrim. It is a Kedusha. Not rising to the level of a complete Eishes Ish, because she's a half a Shivcha. According to that man, the Amar, if she'd be a complete Shivcha, there would be no halacha of Shivcha Charufa. Shivcha Charufa means a designated Shivcha that has Kedushin. Now, how can she have Kedushin? She's a Shivcha. Here it says, she's half free. and he's medayik it from the word havdei leinivdasa. So that man Yamar learns that shivcha charuva means a half free shivcha. That's not from the word charuva, but from the word havdei leinivdasa. Charuva still means designated, but the designation is more than just living together. There is an element of kedusha, and that element of kedusha. An Eved Ivri married a woman who is a half a shivcha, half a bas chayrin.
That mutter?
Why not? An Eved Ivri can live with a shivcha kananis. An owner is allowed to give his Eved Ivri a shivcha kananis. The pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Im adayin av yitil ayisha v'yolv le'banam u'banos. If he's a half a bas chayrin, he can marry. He's a regular Jew. Exactly. He's the only
one.
What
if he's a Kohen?
This is a big shayla. The sugya and kedushin, Meretz Hashem will get there. Can a Kohen become an Eved Ivri? Because there's other parts of Eved Ivri that he also can't do. Like, it'd be bored in his ear, makes him a balmum. The Gemara talks about it. But that's a different story now. We'll leave that from a Masechtas Kedushin. If I remember correctly, it's a Masechtas Kedushin Yod, in the Yod somewhere. I don't think it's in the Chavs. It's in the first Beret.
Okay.
Now, so according to that man, the Amar, Shivcha Charufa is a designated Shivcha to an Eved Ivri, but more than just a designated Shivcha, she's half married to him, because her free half got Kedushin from a Yid. He's a Yid. He's an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is a total Yid. So he married this Chati Bas Chayrin. And remember, regular Yid can't do that because he's violating a law of living with a Shivcha. The Eved Ivri doesn't have that law. So therefore, that's the one. And then she went with Mizana. So she gets Malkus, and he gets an Asham. That's the case of Shivcha Charufa. This Mandi Amar. So we're not going to mix the two Mandi Amrim. We're not going to jump back and forth and make everybody crazy. We're going to leave that Mandi Amar that says he's a complete Shivcha to the side. That's not what we're going with in this Sugya. This Sugya is learning that Shivcha Charufa is a half a Shivcha and a half a Bas Chayrin. And how do I know that? From the words Havdei, Leinav Dasa. Havdei means she is redeemed. Leinav Dasa means she's not redeemed. But it seems to be contradicting itself. So this Mandi Amar says it means partially redeemed. Comes along Rabba. We have a machlokes here. Can you free a half an Eved? So Rabba says, everybody agrees that with money, you can free it, buy it, the Eved can buy half of himself. Because the Torah said, Havdei loyniv dasa. The Torah is telling me you can have a half of freedom. So if the Torah is telling me you can have a half of freedom through money, so nobody can argue in that. Sai Rebbe and Sai Chachamim would say that if the Eved buys half of himself, he goes free halfway. I, Rabbanan, said, you loikana, that's not through money. That's only if the owner decides, out of his benevolence, or whatever other reason, that he wants to free 50% of the Eved. And he writes a shtar shikhur to 50% of the Eved. And he goes to the Eved and he says, I am now freeing you 50%. Rebbe would say it works, and Rabbanan would say it doesn't work. Rebbe would say it works because the Torah puts them together. So the Torah is making a hekesh, the juxtaposition of the psukim, compare one to the other, that just like by money, the Eved can buy himself half free, and by the way, half free means half free, so the same thing, by a shtar, he can be freed half. Rabbi sees that in the pasuk, in the juxtaposition of the words Havdei Leinav Dasa and Chovs Leinav Dasa. It's called a hekesh. Rabbanan say, hold, Chovs Leinav Dasa has Gzeira Shava to Isha. There are many halakas we learn about Eved from Isha from Gzeira Shava called Lala. And that Gzeira Shava opens up a highway where we compare Shikur to Get. And we never find a Get to a half a woman. Therefore, Rabbi say, there's no star shikur to half of Eved. There's no such thing. Either you free him, or you don't free him. If you try to free 50% of the star, it don't work. That's Rabbi Shita. That's how Rabbi explained the Gemachloikas Rabbi and the Rabbanon. Now, by money, there's no machloikas. The machloikas is only by Shtar Shechrer. So the Gemara wanted to say, L'chair, we have a very basic machloikas here. Hekish versus Gzeris Shava. Who wins? Rabbi is saying Hekish wins. Rabbanon are saying Gzeris Shava wins. Because you can't deny the Hekish there. And you can't deny the Gzeris Shava. We use it for a million other things. So therefore, there seems to be a very basic machloikas. Whenever you have Hekish versus Gzeris Shava, which is the stronger limud? Rabbi saying Hekish, Rabbanon saying Gzeris Shava. Answered the Gemara, no. Everybody agrees Gzeris Shava is the stronger limud. However, we have a rule that Gzeris Shava's work, whether it's logical or it's not logical. Gzeris Shava is a Gzeris Shava. However, when Gzeris Shava goes up against the Hekish, and there's a logical problem with Gzeris Shava, even though we make the Gzeris Shava and we use it for a million things, but for this we won't use it, because it's more logical to use the Hekish here. And therefore, we will use our logic to determine that here Hekish is stronger. Normally, when the Gzeris Shava has no questions and the Hekish has no questions, then we say Gzeris Shava is stronger. But when Hekish has questions and Gzeris Shava has a question and the Hekish doesn't, then everybody agrees that we go with the Hekish. That doesn't mean there's no Gzeris Shava, because the Gzeris Shava is used for 25 other halachas. The only way I know an Eved Chayav and Mitzvahs is from Lala Meisha. So the Gzeris Shava is very effective. It's there. But when he comes to use it for this point, and logically, it doesn't make sense to compare the freedom of an Eved to the freedom of a woman, because we see by a woman has no shaykes to money, and an Eved does. So there we say Hekish wins over the Gzeris Shava in this case. It's a very limited machloikas, not a global one. That was Rabbi's thing that we learned yesterday. Yes? That even so, Gzeris Shava is stronger. Even if there's a kasha, the Gzeris Shava is always stronger. Again, we don't use pirchas against the Gzeris Shava. Again. Let me try to explain. The rule is, no Gzeris Shavas can be shlugged up logically. I shouldn't say that. Usually, Gzeris Shavas cannot be shlugged up logically. It's a Gzeris HaKasav. The Torah handed down the Gzeris Shavas in Sinai. We don't make up our own Gzeris Shavas. We can only logically question what we logically compare. We can't logically question what the Torah wrote. The Torah wrote Gzeris Shavas. Handed down in Moshe Sinai. There's a Gzeris Shava called Lala that everybody agrees exists. That's how I know what an Eved Chayav is. Many halakas are derived from Lala. The question is, should I derive this specific halakha? So the question is the fact that I have a logical problem. If there would be no Hekish, we would learn the Gzeris Shava even though there's a Kasha. If there would be no Hekish, Gzeris Shava would be there anyway. I doesn't make any sense. Gzeris Shava don't have to make sense.
I wanted to pinpoint what exactly is now the machloikas.
Whether in a case where there's a logical problem and there's a Hekish versus a Gzeris Shava, does that weigh in the favor of a Hekish?
So, if Kula Mifrach is only according to
Rabbi,
and according to
Rabbanah, we ignore the Ikula Mifrach.
There is no Ikula Mifrach.
There is, but you don't make a difference. Right. Exactly. That's the rule. That's not true, because here there's a Hekish against it. So since there's a Hekish against it, we would say Gzeris Shava is stronger. But if there's a problem, a little logical thing, so we say this is not what the Gzeris Shava is going on. The rule of Ein Gzeris Shava L'Chatzon is you don't learn something. If you have a Gzeris Shava, it's there for everything, unless otherwise specified. This is called otherwise specified.
He wants to
announce that there's, I understand, Rabbi Cook.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is. There's many things that we don't say in Gzeris Shava L'Chatzon, but there has to be a good reason. This is a good reason, called Hekish. I don't know if we did the Rashi. Now, I just want to point out that Rashi is going to go off in a tangent, so I might as well introduce it. there are different levels of Gzeira Shava. The ultimate Gzeira Shava is when the Torah wrote two extra words. And therefore it's called the Gzeira Shava Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. It is open from two sides. When a Gzeira Shava is Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, you cannot ask any questions on it. Then you have the weaker Gzeira Shava. And that is when the Gzeira Shava is handed down Mishnei, but it's not extra words at all. Then the Torah is saying, use the Gzeira Shava only when it makes logical sense. Use it, but not anti-logic. Then you have the Gzeira Shava, that one of the psukim is extra, the other one is not extra. That's called Mufna Mitzad Echon, is a Machlokes Tanoim. Some Tanoim view it like Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, and some Tanoim view it as not Mufna at all. So this Gzeira Shava of Lala, Rashi is not clear. We'll see. Let's do Rashi. Rashi is so much better than I am, so let's do Rashi. Rashi starts the Havdei Loi Nivdasa, right after the Gemara. The Gav Shivcha Charuv Ve'ikad the Darash Lo. There are those that learn it. Again, this is the Machlokes Tanoim that I mentioned. Bebduya Ve'ena Bebduya. She's partially redeemed and not completely redeemed. The Kaman, we're going to have this later. Umsechtes Krisis Chetz Yeshivcha. When the word redemption is used, it's bekesef or b'shavah kesef. You either use money or items worth money. Chufsla nitla haynu shtar. The gomer lo la meisha. Ma kesef ben kula ben chetz. Yekudi yalof mahavdolin of dasa. Right, havdolin of dasa said partially redeemed. And again, it's a machloikis, but that's the sheet that we're going with. Ma isha lechetz yaloi. Ein isha misgareshes mibaylu lechatzon. A woman can't be half divorced. She's either divorced or she's married. Rabbanan Sarei Gzeira Shava Adif. The loy shavkinan Gzeira Shava v'yafina mehekesh. We don't leave the Gzeira Shava to learn out from mehekesh. Rabbi Sarei Hekesh Adif. The heikel amel of mehekesh of Gzeira Shava, according to Rabbi in the Havamina, shavkinan Gzeira Shava v'yafina mehekesh. Leave the Gzeira Shava and learn out from mehekesh. The kula amel Gzeira Shava Adifon. The kivin the mufna lidrash, since it is open to darshan, Havlei Kamanda Kastid V'Kufa Dikra. Gzeira Shava is like written the Farish. Rashi's trying to explain why is Gzeira Shava stronger than a Hekesh. The Chayra, Hekesh is the same level as Gzeira Shava. What makes Gzeira Shava stronger? The answer is, by having extra psukim, it's as if the Torah spoke out the halacha of a Farish. Everybody would agree that if the Torah says it explicitly, that's stronger than a Hekesh. Gzeira Shava is considered explicit. Why is it considered explicit? So Trashi, because the psukim are extra. They're there for Gzeira Shava. So it's as if the Torah spoke out every one of those halachas that I derived from the Gzeira Shava. So it's as if it's written the Farish. Everybody agrees, if the Torah writes something explicitly, I don't care about a Hekesh. Right? The high kra Yisrael. Now Rashi speaks out. I v'chi lav mufna. What if you have the Gzeira Shava that's not extra? Nami. And you don't ask questions. Kivin the Messinite Gamina law. Meaning, Ein Lahashivala means Hekesh is not stronger than it. Of course, you can ask questions in a Gzeira Shava that's not Mufta. I don't know what Rashi means by the Ein Lahashivala. You could ask questions in a Gzeira Shava Sha'ein Mufta. But Rashi's saying it's still from Sinai. The Ein Adam Dal Gzeira Shava Miyatzmai, Iyo Adivim Hekesh. Hekesh, I figure out. Yes, the tyrant wanted me to see it. The Shava was told to me. Therefore, Rashi is saying, even if it's not extra psukim, Xavier Shava is stronger than a Hekish, unless you have a question on it. Shekein eini yaitze bekesef, lefichach eini mizgareshes l'chatzot. Taimer b'shivcha shi yaitze bekesef, hilchach ki napke mishtar teitze af l'chatzot. Now, the Rashi, the line of the Ein L'hoshev Elohav, not 100% sure what Rashi means by that. What he means by the line, Ein L'hashiv Allah. I wonder if anybody points it out. Take a look at the Rosh Hash. What?
Logical.
I don't see anybody pointed out. There must be a pshat. I don't know. I'll have to look it up. Yes.
I don't know if I'm correct or not. Have to verify. The Kseir Shava, we're not told what the Kseir Shava means. We're just told which words are Kseir.
Correct.
So it's Midrabbanan that we know what.
No. Don't use that word. No.
That's why I'm asking.
The Torah gave it up for us to see what to compare as much as you can.
And the Hekesh, it's forgiven for saying this, it's man-made?
No, nothing's man-made. I mean, there is man-made, but neither of these two are man-made. First of all, Mishleich Esther Midas HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem. The Torah, Rabbeinu Shlomo and Sinai, gave us rules of how to learn Chumash. And if we employ one of these rules, these are biblical rules. These are not Rabbanon. We have no right to make up these rules. These are given rules in Sinai. We have, in Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, for those who say Kabbanos, that's the one kapitel everybody says so they can make Kaddish afterwards. Right? We have 13. There's Brises that have 32. There are all kinds of different rules that the Torah handed down in Sinai. Hashem gave us in Sinai about how to darsh from Sukkim. And when we employ those methods, they're biblical. No, I'm not finished yet. I'm in the middle of darshaning. Now, Gzeira Shava is one of those rules. That means the Rabbi Hashem gave us words and said, use those words, find them in the Chumash, and learn that one from the other as much as possible, biblically. That was the rule we were given biblically. Yes, we exercise which words, which ones the Torah meant, but that's biblical. That's our right biblically. And because the Torah, the Rabbi Nishim said, use those words and learn that as much as you can. Hekish is that the Torah juxtaposed two words, two things next to each other. The Torah told us one of the things Hashem taught us in Sinai is when things are juxtaposed, they mean to be compared. That's a rule in Sinai. That's staring you in the face. It's right there. Look at the pasuk. The pasuk juxtaposed to halachas. It wants you to compare it to halachas as much as possible.
Words in the Kseir Shava were given to Moshe?
Yes.
But the words in the Hekesh were not pointed out to Moshe.
Well, you read the Chumash. You see it right in front of your nose.
Well,
you can figure out the Hekesh.
Well, not me, but... Yeah.
No, you. Look at the Chumash. The juxtaposition of the words.
So there's no difference
midiraisa. They're both 100% midiraisa. The question is, when they come in conflict, which is the stronger one? So the Gemara here is telling me Gzeira Shava is stronger.
Because?
Well, the first shot Rashi said is because the Torah wrote extra words. The extra words mean it's as if it's explicit.
Okay.
And everybody would agree that explicit is stronger than a Hekesh.
Because that's what the heck is the Mufna on one side or both
starting. Again, by Gzeira Shava Mufna, it's as if the Torah explicitly stated it. That's what Rashi says. Then Rashi says, even if it's not Mufna, but since the words were handed down from Sinai, where it's heckish, I find myself, it has this Gzeira Shava stronger. That's what Rashi says. Rashi doesn't get involved in that. I don't know. I would guess yes. But if you tell me not, I'll live on further.
In other words, the Pasuk Kiddush is said with the Pasuk Lamita. You don't have to say about that. You know what it means. You can't have it.
Again, I would guess they're both Mufna. Right? The law by woman is a custom law safe for creases. Again, I guess they're both Mufna. But if you show me that they're not, it won't shatter my Emunah. Again, Mufna Mitzad Echad is a Machloikas. I haven't prepared the head to Membeza Manala. For all I know, there'll be a first tomorrow in the next 3-4 blocks. I don't remember that far back. It's been more than 8 years since I learned it last, so I don't remember. Some things I remember, some things I don't. I don't remember a discussion with a Lolo Mufna, but if there is one, it won't shatter my Amuna. It'll be that I just didn't remember. That is Rabbi Shita. Rav Yosef Amar, back to the Gemara. Rav Yosef says, Machloikas v'kesef. Not true. This concept of having a half a shivcha, half a baschairin, is the very essence of their machloikas. What does the word havdei loy nivdasa mean? Meaning, Rabbanan don't agree to the concept that you can buy half an eved. Unlike Rabba, who said everybody agrees at that point. Rabbi Yisrael is saying it's not true. That is the point of machloikas. The Rebbe Saber of havdei nivdasa b'tuya v'eda p'tuya. He translates havdei nivdasa means redeemed but not redeemed. The way of saying not redeemed. It's the way the Torah talked. Don't darshan the word havdei. What? Rabbi says, listen to the words. Havdei, loin of dasa. Yes, no. What does yes, no mean? Halfway. Rabbanan say, it's just a way of saying no. Abu Bishtar, divrei hakol loy kana. According to Yosef, the Gzeirah Shavah trumps the Hekesh. And everybody agrees that you cannot free an Eved halfway with a Shtar. You learn that from Get. So according to Yosef, the Machloikis is only with money. According to Rabbi Rabba, Machloikis is about Shtar. It's a Machloikis, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Rashi.
Russian.
No. Hekish is not the words. Hekish is the juxtaposition of the words. I like the word juxtaposition, so I'll use it as many times as I can. It happened yesterday, but it's not what I think. You free a half an eved with a shtar. Rebbe says it works. Rebbe Yosef said b'shtar, everybody agrees. This b'raisa is connected Rebbe Yosef. Tufta, Rebbe Yosef, tufta. Sums them up. It's clear in the b'raisa they're arguing about whether you can free a half an eved with a shtar. What? Sorry? Again, if you slug up Rav Yosef, it's a riot to Rabba. Frank the Gemara, question is it a double slug up? Meaning, they're saying it argues by star. How about by money? The Brisa doesn't talk about money. So you could say this is a total riot to Rabba, that by money there's no argument. Or you could say that the Brisa is saying they're arguing by star, and they're also arguing by money. We don't know what that look from this brisa. You don't see whether you're slugging up Rav Yosef on both halves of a statement or only on one half of a statement. Frak the Gemara. B'shtar the pligi, the Gemara assumes they're arguing by shtar because of loy pligi. But by money, everybody would agree you could do it. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Amalok Rav Yosef, no. Pligi b'shtar, who wasn't b'kesef. You argue by both. So then why does the bride say star? Let the bride say, period. You free your half of heaven. Anyway, it doesn't work according to the Rabbanan, and it works according to Rebbe. The bride wanted to accentuate how clear Rebbe is that even Mishtari allows it. That's a bigger chiddush. Why don't they argue by money to show you the Rabbanan oath? Even by money it doesn't work. Rebbe is the bigger chiddush. To allow a freedom of half a slave is a chiddush. And therefore, to show you that Rebbe even allows a mishtar is the bigger chiddush. That's why the Brisa chose it. So we only slugged up Rebbe Yosef halfway. It could be that they're arguing them both. But for sure they're arguing about shtar. Rabbi holds by money, everybody agrees you can. And Rabbi Yosef holds that by money, no. They're arguing by money as well. They're arguing by money as well. Rashi.
What? What does Rabbi Yosef hold? They argue by star?
In the beginning, he said no, but he slugged up. The Brisa said they argue by star.
So then you have to say that he's wrong or that
he's wrong halfway. That half is wrong. Question is his first half wrong? That he said that by money, that's what Rabbanan say no anyway. Once we prove that they're arguing by shtar, what does that tell you about money? So the Gemara wanted to say, we totally shlunk him up. The Gemara said, no raya. Could be they argue by both. Rashi. Maybe it only means star. How two ways? He had said by star Rebbe agrees you can't talk a tanya the public. Here it says clearly that he argues. The Brisa seems to say only star is the machlokes, not kesef. So the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yisrael will say the machlokes is by both. And the reason the Brisa picked star, so the Yachin Koyach of the Rebbe, the Philip is star. The Ikula Migma Lola Meisha, the Lord Tepik Lachatzon, even by star, where it's Xerah Shava, Paul, he argues and says you can do it. Yachin Koyach of the Rabbana, the Philip is Kesef, the Ikula Midrash Vahavlim and the Zasa Pligi. Why don't we tell me the Chiddush in the Rabbana, that they don't allow half a redemption? The answer is, Koyach de Teira Adifle. We always like to show the power of the one that seems to say the bigger Kiddush. The bigger Kiddush here is to say that you could free a half in heaven with a star. That's the bigger Kiddush. That's why the Bryce accentuates that machlokes with the Rebbe the Rabban. Tashima. V'havdei yachol lakoyel. This is a Bryce. V'havdei seems to say she's totally redeemed. Right? Talmud Lomer Lein of Dasa. So the Pasuk says, no, she's not redeemed. Eloi of Dasa Yachal HaKel. Mashma, she's not redeemed at all. Talmud Lomer V'Havdei. Okay, Ted. Duya V'Eina B'Duya. Kesef, B'Shev HaKesef. She's redeemed partially, but not completely, either with money or with items worth money. This is a Brisa. We're quoting a Brisa. You happen to know this Brisa because I mentioned it before that there's such a Mal Yamar. So I know it from here. Now you know it also from here. But that's what the word Havdei means, money.
Redemption.
The Brisa continues. That only says Kesef. Bishtar Minayan. How about Bishtar? How do I know you can free with a star? Talmud Leimar, interesting Gemara. V'havdei lo nivdasa, ay chubsa lo nitin lo. Right? The Torah writes two ways of freedom: money or chubsa. What is chubsa? Well, halon uaymer v'kasa lo sefer krisus. Ma halon b'shtar avkan b'shtar. The Gzeirah Shava teaches me that the word chubsa means star. A star. Get, call it what you want. Get shichur, get isha. It's a star. Get means a contract, a document, right? So the Gzeirah Shava teaches me that the concept of freeing an eved can be done with a document. Without the Gzeirah Shava, I might not know that. So if you learn it, Havdei lo nivdasa is by money, and by star, it says chufs lo nitla, seems to indicate you have to free the whole eved with a star. This is the Brisa talking. How do I know that you can free half with a star? Talmud Leimer, V'havdei lo nivdasa achubsa lo nitzla, Maki star lekesef, the Hekish compares them, Ma kesef ben kula ben chetzah, Av star nami ben kula ben chetzah. Okay, so let's listen to this Brisa. The Brisa started off saying, the machloikis is, no sorry, there's no machloikis in this Brisa. It's one opinion. By kesef, you can buy yourself halfway. It's written in the pasuk. Havdei, lein nivdasa. By star, can you or can't you? Comes along hekesh and says star can also be halfway. So this brisa allows both kesef and star to be both a whole way, a halfway. You can buy halfway star, halfway kesef, you can be free half for star. That's what the brisa says. Long brisa, but basically the brisa works through the system. Havdei, lein nivdasa is half. Chubsula nitla means star. How do I know chubsula means star? From Xerah Shava. Voila. That's how I know it means star. Oh, it means star. Maybe you need the whole thing. Like that. Answer is hekesh. That's what the Brisa said. Which Tana wrote this Brisa? So, according to Rav Yosef, it's perfect. This is Rebbe. He said, Kesef can be half, Shtar can be half, after he was slugged up, right? After he was slugged up, he holds the machlokes as by both. Rebbe holds you can have half redemption, Rabbanan hold not. So we know the author of this raisa. His name is Rebbe. So Dr. Gemar Bishlam, Miller of Yaisev, Basar the Taisev, after he was slugged up. So now, according to him, there's a very basic machlokes. Can you have an half of freedom? Rebbe says yes, Rabbanan say no. So Hamani Rebbe, this rice is authored by Rebbe, you can have a freedom of half, whether b'kesef or whether b'shtar. Elo l'rabba, but according to Rabba, the Rabbanon agree you can have a half of freedom by kesef. That means the first half is going like Rabbanon also. The second half is only going like Rebbe. That means the b'risa starts off going with the shita of the Rabbanon, and then switches to just Rebbe, without mentioning that we just made a switch. The first half can be according to everybody, and the second half can only be according to Rebbe. So the Brisa should have mentioned, hello, we're switching now. Rebbe, Rabba, Reisha Divrei Yaakov, the Sefer Rebbe, comes out that the Brisa, the first half, was everybody, and then it switched without letting you know. Amalek Rabba, you're right, and Reisha Divrei Yaakov, the Sefer Rebbe, I'll live that way. It's fine. The race is going like everybody, and then the price is switched without letting you know. And Rav Ashi Amar, which I think is a simpler answer, Rebbe is the author of this price. The Rabbanan happened to agree to half, but it's Rebbe that wrote this price. He wrote both can be done halfway. The Rabbanan happened to agree with him on the first half. Who says they have to be the author of the first half? Rebbe is the author of the first half. Rebbe is the author of the whole price. It happens to be done in half. The Rabbanan agree. Whereas the first half seemed to think, if the Rabbanan agree, that means it's authored by everybody. And there should have been a mention. Rashi. Yes?
Say anything about the machlokes of whether or not freeing by money is a full freedom or not?
It is a full freedom. Nobody argues on it. I mean, Rav Shimon, that was the last I told you. It's not mixed. Rav Shimon held there's no such thing. But this right holds there is. If it is, it's full. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Can I do Rashi, please? Zok Rashi. Yakov Akael. All the way back. Shekula Peduya v'nisar Selev and Ivri. Krav story. Talking about she was totally redeemed. V'kamed lo yum sumach masniyav. And it's a chiddush that have freed Shivcho, who's totally free. If you learn that means completely free, the Torah would be telling me an unbelievable chiddush. A free Shivcho is married, there's no Eishes Ish. For some reason. She's not completely free. Eli Nevdasa Yochel HaKod means this is a cloud. If Eli Nevdasa means she's not redeemed at all, she's designated for an Eved Ivri, Shivcho to Meshivcho. Ainly al b'kesef da'am mi'bein nafka l'cheres. B'shtar mi'nayin shu'et l'cheres. Ainly al chetzi b'kesef v'kotchik en kulay. Half of a short hole. A kulay b'shtar. Av a chetzi b'shtar adayin lo l'matlu. Shim shichur chetzi yei chetzi ben chayrim. We still haven't learned that you can do half. So we have the juxtaposition. Teaches me you can have half. So Mishlam and Rav Yaitzit the Basri Yitaisiv v'kim na'akarach the b'tavayu pligi. They're arguing by both. Rebbe, he's going like Rebbe. Hello, Rabbi, I'm a b'shtar pligi. I'm a b'kesef d'ra'akol kanam. So Rachel is going to b'kesef l'chatzon d'ra'akol. The Rachel is going to everybody. The same is going to b'shtar l'chatzon Rebbe v'loy Rabbi. So the first answer is Eino Chanami. The second answer is Rabbi Shem and Rebbe. Rebbe, I'm a l'kula. Isser b'tavayu kanam. He holds words by both. Rabbanan if l'galei ba'al mashtar v'loy akesef. Rabbanan only argue in the second half. But he said the whole brisa. Like a sinner of an asol even tanoim, do not gyrus the words. And he said it according to tanoim, take out those words. We don't have it in our Gemara, so we don't have to take it out. Yes. Yes.
So if you have a brisa, let's say that for the Rebbe, okay, does that mean he, it's a proof that he's right?
No.
So what's the point?
The point was.
No. I said, what's the point? If Bryce is like one person, let's say you have a proof 100% to Rebbe. Let's just say
Rebbe's a Tana. Tanoim can argue on Rebbe. Brises are written by different Tanoim. It proves nothing. The Gemara wanted to prove that Reb Yosef is right, that the Rabbanon don't even agree by money. Because this is one Tana speaking, Mashma the other Tanoim would argue on the whole thing.
I understand that what I'm saying is, but it's a Raya. If you have a Brisa
no,
like Reb Yosef,
no.
It doesn't.
A Brisa like Reb Yosef against Rabba,
yeah.
That would be a proof to Reb Yosef. Yes. Unless Rabba gets out of it, which he did over here. Again, Brises can't prove a Machlokes Tanoim. Brises are Tanoim. Brises can prove a Machlokes Hamaroim because it's written by Tanoim. Except Rav. Rav Tanohu Polis.
In the days of Yosef,
on half.
He holds like that?
He backtracks. The Machlokes is now by both. According to him. And Rabbi says, by money, everybody agrees.
Initially,
Rav Yosef said the Machlokes is only by money.
And then he backtracks and says it's...
by both.
Everybody would hold that.
That's what he said originally. I'm trying to say that before, that the Zereshav is used a million different ways. Anyway, it's there.
Interesting. We break it apart. We ignore the
that's because of that logical question that we said makes the heck is stronger on this one thing.
Without the Xer Shava, there's no...
Without the Xer Shava, we're a lost soul. Now, the whole reason this sugi is here is for the next few lines. Back to Gemara. The Mishnah says you have somebody that's a half and half and a half of Ben Chayrin. So Mishnah, Mila Rabba, Mukum Laba Kassav, Zivri Akel. How can you have a half and a half? So Rabba is very good. He bought himself half free. Elo Rav Yosef, Lema Rabbi, he will lay Rabbanim. Is this whole Mishnah of Evachati, Evachati, Makarin only according to Rabbi? Rabbanu would say it never exists? This is the Machlokes Beshame Beshil? And Rabbanu would say never existed? Amaravina Be'evashushne Shutvim, even everybody agrees, if you free 100% of what you own, it works. Till now we were operating, you owned 100% of the Evan, you want to release 50% of him. What if you only own 50% of the Evan? They're two partners. They bought them together. Two brothers, Yarsh and their father. And then one of them frees 100% of what he owns, which is 50% of the Evan. Rabbana would agree that's 100% freedom. Bein b'shtar, bein b'kesef. Because they're releasing everything they have. The shayla of half is because you're retaining half. But if you're freeing your whole ownership, you give up everything. You just happen to only own 50%.
I'm not sure you have any relevance at all to this.
No. What part aren't you on? Again, our Mishnah has a half and free and half and heaven. According to Rabbi Yosef, according to the Rabbanon, that doesn't exist. Can't have it. Because he can't buy himself half bay. But our Mishnah has Beisham and Beisil discussing a half and half and half of Ben Chayrin. So is the Rabbanon going to delete this Mishnah? Answer is, this Evan was owned by two partners. The whole argument, Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbanon, and everybody was talking about when you owned 100% of an Evan and were trying to free him halfway. And you were retaining your other 50%. But what if you only own 50%? And you're releasing everything you own. Then everybody would agree that you can free a half and heaven. Rashi knew the Gemara. Amazing.
No, I'm saying
Rashi knew the Gemara.
I know. I'm trying to explain this in class. That's what Rashi says. That's
glad. Should hire you to explain this. You're right. Rashi knew the Gemara. I'm sorry. Yes.
What's the difference between selling half the
evidence to
his friend if he sells half the evidence?
Yeah. Remains the evidence. He's owning half the evidence. He's not releasing everything.
Right, but if he's selling, everybody agrees he can sell half the evidence to his friend, right?
Yes. It's not changing the guy's status.
Right. So, what's the difference if he sells half the evidence to the evidence or half the evidence?
Because he's changing his status. He's making him free. Oh, 1 second. If you don't learn the drasha of Avdel and Avdasa, there's no mention in the Torah that a person can be a half and a half, that he can buy himself 50% free.
If you don't
learn Avdel and Avdasa, which means an owner can't, there's no such thing as freeing your heaven 50%. No such thing. You can sell your heaven. He still remains an Evan. But you can't free him. You're changing his status. You're turning him from an Evan into a free person. Comes along to Gemara here and says that if you only own 50%, you're releasing whatever you have, that's fine.
If you release 50%, because you only own 50%,
that's okay. Good to everybody.
How do I know they can't release 25% of the
evidence? Again, if you learn like Rabbanan, according to Rav Yosef, there's no allowance for any evet to buy half his freedom or to receive half his freedom.
Because he can't buy. He can't buy.
The master can't free him halfway.
A single owner
cannot free half. That's what Rav Yosef holds, Rabbanan holds.
Was there a reason? Because his status doesn't...
Because the Torah never allowed it. Either you're in heaven or you're free.
But if you have two owners...
So then he frees whatever he owns. He can't do more.
Maybe it's useless for him to free. The answer is the Pasuk thing. You can't.
No. The Pasuk doesn't say it. Our Mishnah says it. That's how the Gemara is answering. Rav Yosef agrees that if you give up 100%, it works.
And the core is the Mishnah.
Well, once it's a Mishnah, obviously that's got the Pesukim. But we know it from the Mishnah.
Why don't we know any further back?
Because I don't have a Pasuk that says the Beferish. I can't show it to you, so what am I supposed to do? The Gemara answered our Mishnah. The Gemara gave this answer to our Mishnah. Rashi. Mukabla. What? No, that bonus here. We're talking about derisas.
The Mishnah telling us that.
Is it derisas? Let me explain something. Rabbanan can't free in heaven. He's in heaven. Yes. Mukabla, the Mishkan of Chachev, the Chachev, the Chachev, the Chachev, the Chachev, the Chachev, the Kivan, now Rashi explains. The Kivan, the Ain Labai Lachachev, he only owns 50%. I feel the Rabbanan might have the Kanik, Kishakri, Lapalgate. The Lishaya Midi, Vabi Ki Isha, the Nafkamine Lagamri. We learn out from Isha that you have to release the woman completely. He released his Chaylik of the Evans completely. Can't do more. So therefore, he goes free. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos.
Isha doesn't have a concept of truth.
Exactly. Can't help that. That's a fact.